It's the More Than Pink podcast with B98.5's Madison James and Susan G. Komen, Greater Atlanta's Katie Diamondstone.
Hey guys, we're back. Thanks for joining us. This is episode 3. It's Madison and Katie just chatting about Komen and other things that come to mind. We just finished the More Than Pink Walk, which is an amazing thing that Komen does. And if it's not in your area, you know, you got to see a race because races are happening at different times and so are walks happening at different times. But Katie, that walk was absolutely amazing.
Wasn't it inspiring? I just loved the way that the ceremony focused on real people with stories that tie directly into the work that Komen is doing. It was a beautiful day.
And I think it's an awesome way, too, for people to see there's no age discrimination, there is no race discrimination, and there's no sex discrimination. I mean, it affects men and women. And to see that broad representation on stage was like, oh, wow. That someone is my age, that someone is at 40, or that someone is under 30, or this someone is 60, and this is her third time, you know, going with the battle, which does nothing but inspire. So that leads me to, let's talk about these four pillars
okay. In
more detail and name them off, and then we'll hit each one.
So the four pillars of Komen's work in the mission area are research, care, community, and action.
And I think the way that now Komen has laid it out, everyone has things that they're good at. There are certain things I'm not good at. I'm better in some areas than I am in other areas. And with this being laid out this way, now people can really, I feel like they can get even more engaged.
Sure. Well, let's start with research.
Because okay.
That really is...
That's the key right there.
That is the key. And Komen is the largest funder of breast cancer research, second only to the United States federal government. And that's in the world. It's insane how much money Komen has been able to raise from our supporters and funnel into research. So almost $1 billion, billion
oh
with a B,
gosh.
Has been invested. And what we like to say, because it's true, is that every advancement in breast cancer care or treatment since Komen was founded 35 years ago has had Komen money behind it. And a lot of people don't realize that, but current treatments, advancements that are being put in place for better treatments, Komen is there. And so we're really proud of the research component. Care is the second pillar, and care is all about providing access to quality care, screenings, diagnostic services, in some cases treatment services, for people who could not otherwise afford it.
Now, how do you guys do that? Because some people still really don't understand that.
I mean, the biggest function when it comes to providing care is understanding where the need is.
Yeah.
So we start with the data, and every affiliate around the country goes through the same process. We call it our community profile process, but we get quantitative and qualitative data, and we put it all together to identify where in our service areas women have the highest late-stage diagnosis rates or the highest mortality rates, and then we break it down by socioeconomics, by ethnic communities. We want to know where the need is the highest. And then we focus our efforts there. So in Metro Atlanta, for example, we've identified 5 counties where the late stage diagnosis and mortality rates are the worst. And we try to funnel as much money into those counties to provide access to this care. And we do that in conjunction with community partners.
Can you give like one example? We're going to say here in Atlanta, because that's where we are, of where that fundraising money goes to. So if they may not see necessarily the Komen logo on it, but Komen is supporting these things, you know, throughout their community. So we're going to use Atlanta as an example. So give an example of a place for early detection or screening, because that's the key right there.
Sure.
Saving lives.
Yeah. So one example would be our really great partner, which is the Center for Black Women's Wellness. And we work with them to help find medical homes for women and men, too. But we just usually say women because that's mostly who we serve, who don't otherwise have a medical home because they're uninsured or underinsured.
What's the difference between that? Some people say, girl, you'd be very surprised. It's like, oh, no, I got insurance. It just ain't good insurance. It's not the same as...
Yeah, I mean, they're with high deductibles or high people that have high copays to even go to the doctor, where they have to pay $150 just to show up and walk in the door. And we try to eliminate all of those barriers. So we'll work with a local partner like the Center for Black Women's Wellness to get these women in to provide office visits for them, because we want to make sure that their whole body is taken care of. It's not just about their breasts. It's about, you know, their everything. And then while they're there, we will pay for a clinical breast exam for them. We will pay for a mammogram. If there are any diagnostic tests that are necessary, necessary, then Komen will pay for all of those services. I think that's the interesting thing about the Komen model is we don't have doctors or radiologists or mammogram machines in our office.
Yeah.
But what we have are amazing community partners whom we fund to help provide this work.
And that's where when you are donating to Komen, just know that that's where your funds are going, especially if you find your local affiliate area and you want it to stay in the community, it's able to do, you know, things like that. So what are the other two? We got two down, two more to go.
Okay, so we did research, we did care. Now we're going to talk about community. And community is all about volunteerism. So how do you put your feet on the ground and get something done to help volunteer to make this movement happen? Also, under community is where our healthcare disparities work lies. And since the beginning of our creation about 35 years ago, we've been focused on eliminating health disparities. And you hear a lot these days about health equity, which means different things to different people.
That's a fancy word, I feel.
It is a fancy word. education equity. I mean, everything. Yeah. We want equity in everything. But from a healthcare standpoint, it's really about, and I'll just use Atlanta as an example. But in Atlanta, African-American women are 40% more likely to die of breast cancer than their white counterparts. That is not okay. And so we do a ton of work. And we're so lucky that you're involved with this work too, Madison, to help achieve health equity in this area, to make sure that African-American women get everything they need so that their survival outcomes are the same as those of their white counterparts.
I'm a woman of color, and sometimes, especially with the climate and what's going on right now in the world, you know, you feel like your voice is not being heard, but to hear like, no, there are some organizations that really want people of color to do well and to succeed, and you can't succeed if you don't feel well. And so what's our last one?
Our last one is the action pillar. And action is really where we talk to our local and national legislators, for example, to try to push advocacy so that we get more national funding for breast cancer research or more federal dollars to help fund mammograms in our local communities. Action is also where we talk about education and where we get people together to educate them about the need for breast health and then inspire and hopefully empower them to go out and help spread that message. Because no matter how aware you think people are about breast cancer.
Because I feel like that. I'm not being funny. I feel like the ribbon's everywhere. Everybody's like, oh, no, it's da-da-da-da. It's everywhere. And then someone comes and talks to, like, you know, a Katie who's like, oh, no.
Every
it's
day
insane.
Someone says, well, it doesn't apply to me because this is only something that happens to older white women, for example. And I'm like, yeah, no. But it's all about the educational piece. And so as aware as some people think they are, we will never stop this education push because we can't. There are too many lives at stake.
Oh, that is so true. So contact your local affiliate. I'll tell you that. If you're feeling inspired to get involved and don't think too. Let me say this. I've not had breast cancer, but I know a lot of women who have. That made me want to get inspired and get involved. So don't think, oh, I don't have it. I can't. No, you know, we need you to. We need as many feet on the ground as possible because we can't help find a cure or support these women and men and families that are going through this without the help. So that's what we're yapping about. That's what we're talking about. And we'll keep yapping until we're blue in the face. Katie and I will. And we will recruit you too. So thanks for stopping in, checking us out. We will be talking with episode 4 next week. And we will go even into more detail about specific areas on where Komen is doing some really awesome work. Thanks for checking us out.
This has been the More Than Pink podcast, brought to you by Susan G. Komen, Greater Atlanta, and B98.5.